This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you've flown commercially lately, you're up to speed on a couple of aviation truisms, I'd wager. Planes are more crowded, fares are higher, fees are higher too, like for checked bags. Still, things are getting a bit better for the airlines financially. They have consolidated. The economy is improving, which means an improving job situation if you want to work for one of the remaining airlines in this country, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Southwest Airlines has been doing better than a lot of its rivals, but it hasn't hired new flight attendants for more than 2 years. Last week, it announced 750 positions.
We received 10,000 resumes that were emailed to us within 2 hours and 5 minutes.
At which point, Southwest spokesman Dan Lanson says they closed the search. Southwest is expanding after its merger with AirTran. It's flying bigger planes with more passengers, and the rules require more flight attendants. They're paid close to $25 an hour for time flying, free travel thrown in. And these jobs have been scarce. Employment at the nation's airlines has been falling all this year. But with the economy getting better, analyst Seth Kaplan at Airline Weekly expects hiring to pick up, though not so much for jobs on the ground.
Every year you have more and more of people using kiosks at the airport instead of having to talk to an agent. They print their boarding passes at home or they get them on their mobile phones.
University of Portland transportation professor Richard Gritta says changes in the industry have made the job of flight attendant more stressful.
Now you're flying with planes that are full to the limit, more people being crammed in, fighting over space for their luggage because they're trying to avoid the checked bags fees. The pressure is ratcheted up and your wages haven't really.
Making it not so much of a pleasure to fly or work a flight these days. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.